Now,
we got one of our regulars,
one
on
of
the
our favourite guests. We often have on the Shambles.
She was missing last week.
She was. I don't know where she was. Maybe.
There was a hole. There was a hole in the episode. A there was hole. Something missing, and we've got her back.
Hello, Nonna, are you there?
Hello,
Nonna.
Hello, boys. Hello, Nathan. How's it going?
Good, thanks, Nonna. How are you?
I'm not bad.
Yeah, how's your week been?
It's beautiful.
Yeah, what have you been doing?
I'd like to tell you something. I had a special night last night.
Uh-oh. Is it because it was Valentine's Day?
That's right.
With Nonna.
Of course, eh?
Yep.
Now, Nathan.
Yep.
I know whether your mother or your father used to tell you before.
Yep.
But today, I have a special surprise for you.
Uh-oh. Oh,
Nonna.
Am I adopted?
No, I'm going to tell you how your Nonno and me with meet.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay, Nonna.
Cue the music. I first laid my eyes on him in 1936. Eh?
Yep.
He was bending down, planting and picking a vegetable. You should have seen the size of his pumpkin. Oh, my God, it's a bloody huge one.
Yep.
He was a young fisherman. And he just making me melt.
Yep.
And I say to him, "How's it going, Mr. Pumpkin Man?" And he say, "I'm a schnobera, senora.
Yeah.
I love your pants. Do you wash them in a Mr. Sheena? Because I can see myself in there, baby." I'm a laugh, but I tell you, I punch him on the bloody nose and I say to him, "Scoots the blood of me, I beg your pardon." Anyway, the story is going like this, Nathan and the boys.
Yep.
He ran away into the vegetable field.
Yep.
And I camouflage, he's a camouflage himself. Yeah. And I think it's spot on, I thank Christ for that. Many weeks ago by and I bump to him into the piazza.
Yep.
And he's a look at me right in the eyes and he say, "I'm sorry, lady, I was a very rude man, but now I change."
Aww.
So I say to him, "That's okay. You just to be careful, Mike."
Yep.
"Be careful what you say, otherwise I need you somewhere." And I ask him what he do for a crush there.
That is charming, Nonna. Yep. Charming.
You know what he say to me?
What?
"I'm a study to be a doctor."
Oh.
And that's when he used his line.
Which was?
He say, "You know you have a 206 bone in your body, and I'm going to give you one more." What a spunky man, I say to him.
Nonna.
And I say, "You had me at House of Gal."